Good morning, Radha Kalachanji Dham, to all the assembled devotees, seen and unseen. We are reading today, September the 11th, which that number has a different meanings for different people. But to make a long story short, but not to minimize it, we're always constantly praying for others. We never know what the Lord has in store for any of us based on our previous lives, based on the group that we've become a part of, because we also are affected by group karma. But I always make it a point to remind myself, and any time I get a chance to remind others, to be very grateful of where you are at a particular point in time, because it could always be worse than you actually are experiencing at that time. We're reading from the 11th canto, 17th chapter, 54th text. Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord's description of the Vanashram system. And before we acknowledge the text, we'd like to sing about the glories of the Lord and get the mercy and the benefits of Jaya Radha Madhava, asking for the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Yes, the beautiful deities. They are absolutely beautiful. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopishana Vallabha Girivada Jari. Jaya Gopishana Vallabha Girivada Jari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Yashoda Nandana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopishana Vallabha Girivada Jari. Jaya Gopishana. Janavalaba Kiriradari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kala Chanji, Radha Kala Chanji Radhe. Radha Kala Chanji, Radha Kala Chanji Radhe. Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath, Jagannath. Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath. Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Baladev, 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 Jaya Jaya Baladev, Jaya Jaya Baladev, 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 Jaya Jaya Baladev, Jaya Jaya Subhadra, Subhadra. Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Subhadra, 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Gonitai, 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 Jaya Jaya Gonitai, Jaya Jaya Gonitai, Gonitai. Goni tai jaya jaya goni ni tai goro haribo 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 ni tai goro haribo ni tai goro haribo 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 ni tai goro haribo. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Permananda. Hari 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 Bo. I like the fact that we have a nice rhythm section. We always have nice backup music in our kirtan. Krishna always arranges it so very nicely. Let's see. Canto 11.
Chapter
17 and text 54. And Canto 11 is describing the Vanashram system. But before we delve into that, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And always we should remember Om Gnana Tamarandasya Gnanjanan Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha. As I said, born in the darkest of ignorance, my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master, to his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Because under different conditions, we wouldn't even be here, and we wouldn't even be realizing the knowledge that we are gaining or attaining as we're going through the nectar of the scriptures. So I read the shloka, and I'll repeat it, and then those of you that are here can read it back. Itam parimrisham mukto grihas swatiti vadvasan nagrahyanu badyate niyamano nirahankrita. Itam parimrisham mukto grihas swatiti vadvasan nagrahyanu badyate niyamano nirahankrita. Itam parimrishan mukto grehish satati vadvasan nagrahiana badyate niyamamo nirahankritam. Itam parimrishan mukto grehish satati vadvasan Nagriha nubadyeta Nirmamo nirahankrita. Itam parimishan mukto Grihesha vatiti vadvasan Nagrihe anubadhyate niramamo nirahankrita. Itam, thus, parimrishan, deeply considering, mukta, a liberated soul, grihesu, at home, atitivat, just like a guest, vasan, living, na, not, grihai, by the domestic situation, anubhadyata, should become bound, nirmamaha, without any sense of personal proprietorship. Nirahankrita. Without false ego. And the translation is deeply considering the actual situation. A liberated soul should live at home just like a guest, without any sense of proprietorship or false ego. In this way, he will not be bound or entangled by domestic affairs. That bears repeating. Deeply considering the actual situation, a liberated soul should live at home just like a guest, without any sense of proprietorship or false ego. In this way, he will not be bound or entangled by domestic affairs. That took a couple of breaths and swallows, because one can sometimes realize how not close to this situation you are, but trust me, it is possible. The purport, the word mukta, or liberated, refers to one freed from all material attachments. In this status called mukta sangha, one no longer identifies oneself as a permanent resident of the material world. This liberated status may be attained even by one situated in family life. The only requirement is that one should take up a serious program of Krishna Sankirtan, which includes constant chanting of the holy names of the Lord, worship of the deity, and participation in the Krishna consciousness movement. Without a serious program of Krishna Sankirtan, it is very difficult to give up the iron shackles of attachment to women and the byproducts of such attachment. Now, in this text, it tells us how we should be handling living in our lives or our lifestyles. And then if we're having somewhat difficulty, the scriptures always give us instructions on how to handle that too. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Parasaya Bhutale Shimadi Bhakti Tirtha Swami Tinamane Namaste Krishna Prabhupada Astriyamane Shikuru Kuruna Shakti Bhakti Tirtha Namane. I thought about a couple of things. And as usual, I try to relate it. Of course, there's no problem going strictly according to the sastras, but ultimately we do. But we're not so fortunate as, this is not such a remote example, but when Mother Yashoda was affected by Yogamaya, she was able to sleep long enough so that the infants, Krishna and her child, I think she gave birth to a daughter, I'm trying to remember. Was it a daughter? And the daughter was named Yogamaya. I don't want to repeat it if it's improper, but the point is, the babies were exchanged to save the life of Lord Krishna, and Mother Yashoda awakened to find that she had a son, and ultimately, she was, her memory was in a sense taken away so that she didn't have to relate to what had actually happened. So she wasn't so attached to the first child. Now that's kind of, that's a stretch of what we're covering, but the point is to be able to live in a world and, thank you. And not be so affected by our attachments. In the biblical scriptures, I remember a verse saying that one should wear the world as a loose garment. And when I heard it at the time, it made a little sense, even though I think I was maybe at 10 or 11. And then I began to understand that when you wear a loose garment, let's say for myself it would be a scarf or a chador, It's loosely draped around the body so that maybe it touches you in its entirety, maybe it doesn't. But you don't feel it so much. But it's there. But you're not attached to it, in essence. But can you possibly imagine where you're living and not being attached by that residence, wherever it is you are at the moment, where whatever it is that you call home, where you go from all the craziness in the world and you enjoy your own private sanctuary? Can you imagine not being so attached and feeling as though you are actually a guest in your own home? That also, too, is possible. I would not have thought it possible years and years ago. And when you think of relationships where you're in a grihastha relationship, however the description is described in this world, because the grihastha relationship can consist of two parents or one parent. And the point is, can you imagine not being so attached to that position as a parent, or even attached to the child, realizing that in essence you were there as a parent, but that's not a permanent situation. That's not a permanent child of yours. It isn't. As life goes on and as children mature and as family life matures, our position changes constantly. Let's see, we can take the one example of the husband and the wife. They've been together for many, many years. They've enjoyed reasonably satisfactory lives. Now, if one partner leaves their body and there's the other partner, let's say the wife leaves and the husband remains, then is he really a husband? Whose husband is he? Because the wife that is left, she's no longer there. So his position as a husband was not a permanent position because, and this may shake up some people, he's no longer anyone's husband. The same situation if you reverse. The wife that loses her husband or her husband leaves her body, she's no longer a wife. As our children grow, our position as parents are constantly changing. They grow, they find the person that they love, and they don't need a parent so much as maybe a confidant or a friend. And it's okay to be that to your child, but you're not so much a parent to that child anymore because there's no necessity for it, which is why it's very important not to build your life around relatives, because in a blink of an eye, a relationship can change. Now, that's not a bad thing. The point is positioning yourself that you're prepared to handle the change in your life. Now, when I say that our positions are not permanent, that doesn't mean that, as I said, as your parents, that you don't take the responsibility of being a parent. You take full responsibility of being a parent. But when that position is no longer actively necessary, then we must be able to make the change to whoever it is that we're supposed to be. Srila Prabhupada said in, I think it was a January... I'll have to go back and get the year, but he said in one of his conversations that the ultimate purpose of the human body is to discover our reality, that we are children of God, that we are part and parcel of God. This human form should be utilized to its fullest, not for just sense gratification, And we're in an age where they're constantly giving us so much mental stimulation on how we should be feeling and how we should be acting and who we should be interacting with. But the point is, all of this is very, very temporary. How does one get to the point where you are not so much attached and bothered by the position that you're in? In the scriptures, it suggests sankirtan, Krishna sankirtan, hearing, chanting, worshiping the deities. Because living in life is kind of like a dream. We have dreams, and depending on the type of the dream, it is so real to you. The environment, everything, the sensations, and even times you may even pick up a hint of an aroma. But that entire scenario is very real. You're experiencing everything. And then poof, you wake up. Your scenario has changed. You have a faint, very faint memory of what you dreamt. But what actually happened was you dreamt it. It was a dream. And whether we want to realize it or not, we are actually in a dream. This is a very illusory situation where we have these bodies, and we've had previous bodies before, but we have this body, and then we no longer have the body. It changes. To imagine that everything that you're going through right now, maybe 10, some of us 20, if we're lucky, 30 years from now, this situation will be a faint dream. But right now we're experiencing it, but we're experiencing it in the material realm and in the material body. So, as a devotee, you must be fully aware of the fact that while you're in this body, you have to constantly remind yourself that you are not this body, that you are part and parcel of a much, much bigger picture or personality, and that personality is Lord Krishna. We're all part and parcel. We're all individual entities. But the permanent relationship that we have, the real permanent relationship that we have, is with the Lord. And if we could just establish that relationship with the Lord, that the Lord is our friend, our permanent friend, the only friend that is there through, what do they say, thick and thin, through the muck and the mire, through all the ups and downs in lives. And that's our one constant that doesn't change. Now, we may not realize it from time to time that we are attached, but we actually are. We are still attached in the spiritual world, but we have left because we wanted to be like the Lord. We wanted to enjoy. But when we understand that when we surrender to the Lord and we realize that we're servants of the Lord will grant us so much joy and so much happiness that it cannot possibly compare to anything material that you're going through on earth. And besides, the happiness in the spiritual world is permanent. It's a constant, it's like a constant party. It's nothing like the parties that we go to on the weekends, that we used to go to on the weekends, where there were things that we would imbibe and relationships that we would have, and they just seem to be the perfect relationship or the perfect stimulant, and that was it. And then the next day would come, and whatever feeling or sensation we had, or whoever that person was, wasn't the same as they were the day before. And as time goes on, that changes. But in the spiritual world, it's totally different. But it's difficult to understand that until you understand who you are and where you're from, and that this is, what is that? There was a show out, and they would say, this is only a dream. What? Yeah, I don't know if it was, it wasn't The Twilight Zone, but it was it was another show. Maybe it was The Twilight Zone. But it's not, this is not the reality. This is where you're supposed to get it right. Whatever it is that we need to correct in this human form, in this material world, we should be working seriously, regardless of our age. We should be working seriously to correct that situation so that we can shake the shackles of these material vessels that we've been given and go back to our original home, where we didn't have to worry about what home we lived in, who our relationship was, where the love was coming from, where anything was coming from. Everything was completely controlled by the Lord. And that's where we have difficulty now, because we're so into being like God that we feel that we control everything. But when you come to the understanding, if you stick around long enough in Krishna consciousness and come to the understanding that the Lord is in complete control, and that if we could just surrender and understand that there is nothing demeaning about serving the Lord, because the relationship is more giving. The Lord is more giving than the typical situation where one feels that one has to serve. If you serve a job, you can bet that they're getting more out of you than you're getting from them. Even the pay that they're giving you cannot possibly match the mental stress that you will go through, the getting up in the morning, regardless of the weather conditions, the personalities that you have to deal with in the process. And what to say if you're in a situation where you're dealing with the public? There is not enough pay in the world to deal with the public. There just isn't. But we keep going like the duck that's paddling in the water. We're just busily going through and just reaching for something that we never really attain and keep permanently. But if we could just understand that to serve the Lord, to really serve the Lord, is like watering the base of a tree. Everything else is taken care of. Everything else. What is it? The branches, the leaves, the fruit. Same thing in a relationship in your family. Whatever the situation is, whoever it is that you're dealing with, whoever it is, if you center your focus on serving Krishna, whatever challenging relationship you have, and you cannot imagine anything that's not possible and that's not covered by the Lord, because He's created everything, so He knows it all. He knows exactly what we're going through. The point is, when you serve the Lord, put the Lord in the center of your life, all the other situations will eventually fall into place. The only time they do not fall into place is when we surrender to the Lord for a moment and then we take it back. We no longer surrender. It's like, okay, Lord, I got this. Then we give it back. Then we It's like a back and forth situation. We have difficulty in surrendering because we think that it makes us less of a person, when in actuality it gives us more. It gives us more in the form of how we view these temporary relationships that we have, and we don't get so caught up. So someone is changing. So a situation is not the way we want it to be. Everybody is an individual. They have their own destination. The fact that we're attached to them for a moment or two is something that we may have chosen consciously or subconsciously. But whatever situation we find ourselves in, whether it's the right mate, whether it's some difficulty in a relationship, whether it's a child that's trouble, whether it's a child that's non-compliant, that is an unruly child, whatever the situation is, a son, daughter, whatever it is, put it at the lotus feet of the Lord. Serve the Lord. Krishna Sankirtan. Worship the Lord. Chant. Have Krishna conscious association and devotion, not just for the time being that you're going through the situation, but constantly. And just based on my own experience in different matters, it eventually falls into place and you don't even realize it until the situation is not there anymore, the trouble's not there anymore, and it's like, oh, was that a problem before? The Lord always takes care of his devotees. And we could do something so simple as surrendering and serving. Surrendering and serving. Why that is so difficult is because we have these bodies can be a challenge too. They're not perfect. But they're similar to the Lord. They have some of the qualities, some potencies. So we think we're big. We think we're very, very important. But as I was saying about work and surrendering, you have to realize that in your life you're serving and surrendering to someone. And if whoever it is that you're serving and surrendering to is not constantly giving you the satisfaction that you feel you should be getting, or helping you to serve in the manner in which you choose to serve, or living the lifestyle that you want to live, or if there's complications, ultimately there has to be another situation, and there has to be another resolution to your problem. Whatever your religious path may be, Baptist. I haven't been that religion in such a long time. I forget all the other religions. Krishna consciousness is the one that I mainly relate to. Whatever your method of faith is, whatever it is, you'll find that they're ultimately asking you to surrender to and to serve the Lord. And now they're becoming more modern, and they're beginning to realize that the Lord is the Lord. But I won't get into the technicalities of who the son of the Lord is, because the Lord has many, many, many sons. But the point is, we're living in a world right now. Kali Yuga is how we describe it. And if there's any yuga or time that is more complicated, that is more troublesome, this is it. This is it. And you have to understand that these are considered, I think, the 10,000 golden years. If these are golden years, we're in trouble, because after this, if we're around, I'm trying to imagine how our ancestors, how our offsprings, our family will live if they don't grasp or grab a hold to who they are and who the Supreme Personality is, because no matter what you were living in, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will always exist. Some people will be more forgetful than others. The memory of him will be more prominent to others and less prominent. And in Kali Yuga, we are becoming very forgetful. But if you could just remember that you are not God, but there is a God that exists, there is no way in the world. If you ever took a trip and you looked at the wonders of the world, that mankind could have made the world in such a way, the scenery, the trees, the flowers, there has to be a power greater. And the nice part about Krishna consciousness, and I've noticed that more so, not that I didn't notice it as a Christian, but I'm noticing it more so as a devotee. You become more aware of the things that the Lord is doing for you. You become more aware of a relationship that you have with a higher power. And don't think it's your imagination. It's not your imagination. But the point is, because we're not four-legged animals, we are two-legged animals, and we've been given this intelligence to use it to get back to our original homes. So it makes it a bit easier to get back to our original homes if we realize that these homes that we're in, whether they be mansions or just simple domains, that we should consider ourselves guests in those homes. And that the relationships that we have are similar to the relationships of those that are traveling. As mentioned in the scriptures, when you're traveling somewhere, you meet people, you may greet them, you may have a brief conversation with them, and when it's over, it's over. You may never see them again. This is how we are to live our lives, to make it easier to get from point material world to the spiritual world. It does not mean that you minimize your relationship. It does not mean you don't love us, your mate, your spouse, your son, your daughter. It doesn't mean that. It is very important to take care of our children that we've been given, because they're gifts from the Lord. And actually, we're individual gifts from the Lord, too. But get in the mood of not being so attached to them, because we'll find that whatever they're going through, you go through. You'll have better mental longevity if you can separate the two. It's not always easy, but it can be done. That is one of the main descriptions of a human being's responsibility. In knowing who you are and in knowing how you relate to the people that are around you. Because your daughter or your son could have been your mother or your father in the previous life, and you've already forgotten it. And when you leave this body, you will forget all those relationships. But I like the scriptures, because step by step by step, you are prepared. You are shown how to deal with defining your relationships. And when you are in the association of devotees, and you take to the chanting, and you take to the worshiping of the deities, and you take to Krishna consciousness, eventually it will be easier to understand what text 54 just spelled out for us. I think 52, 53, and 54 were a little difficult because it's like you're talking about detachments. 20 years ago, I could not have imagined being detached from a loved one, especially my children. I love them dearly, love them. But you watch them grow, and you watch them grow into their own personalities, and you're no longer the center of their world, and that's when you realize you have to have a world too, and your world is your own individual world. And I must say they made it easier for me, because sometimes if I'm too into their lives, it's mom, and they can say it in such a way that's like, oh, I've stepped on someone's toes, didn't I? Which means that I should be allowing them to grow even more, which means that whatever my position was with them as children, it's automatically changed. It has changed. It is not the same. And I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. That's why it's so easy to get into devotional service, because when you're in devotional service, there's so many other things that don't matter anymore. I don't care. Well, let me say, it's not that I don't care. I care, but not as much as I would care if I was so attached to it. So there are so many benefits to being a devotee, to chanting, even if you're chanting imperfectly. Not that you mean to chant imperfectly, but even if you chant and you're working on it, even after years, keep doing it. Serve the deities. There's so many capacities that you can serve the deities in. Every position is as important as the next one. Take to Krishna consciousness, and you will find, as it is said, this is a scientific process. Follow it, and you will find, you will have to find that what has been described, how things should manifest, it is actually true. The system actually does work to the point where you are now realizing that the Lord's in control. If you, let's say for instance, that you do everything that you're supposed to do and it doesn't turn out the way it's supposed to, the way that you think it's supposed to, Lord's in control. And the more you realize the Lord's in control and you give the control to Him, the more peaceful you will become and the more sense life will make to you and the more pleasant it will become. It just happens like this. So, we'll close at this point. And this deep translation is one that we should take to heart. Again, deeply considering the actual situation, a liberated soul should live at home just like a guest without any sense of proprietorship or false ego. In this way, he will not be bound or entangled in domestic affairs. We'll end at this point. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anyone have any questions, any comments, any realizations? Please forgive me for any mistakes or well, just mistakes in general, because I'm not perfect. But just think each time that you're given an opportunity to listen to the scriptures, no matter who's giving it, take to heart what the message is and try to, what is the word? Yeah, I like that. Try to marinate. Try to think about the topic. And follow the instructions. This is a key one, because with all the crazy things that are going on in the world, we need to focus on the Lord so that everything else will make sense. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Premananda. Hare Krishna.